Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe. Rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
You know, there's something about an old farmhouse out in the middle of nowhere that just begs for trouble. The kind of place where the wood floors creak in ways they shouldn't, and every cold draft feels intentional. Maybe it's just bad insulation. Or maybe, just maybe, it's something else, something waiting. I'm Tony Bruschi. And today we've got a story that puts the whole new beginnings idea to the test. Caleb Foster and his family thought they were getting a quiet life if on a farm in rural Maine. Instead, they inherited a nightmare older than the house itself. Now, when a clairvoyant tells you that your property holds the spirit of a young girl and that it's your job to protect her, you can either laugh it off as hocus pocus or start stocking up on sage. Caleb, though, didn't get the luxury of choosing. See, it wasn't just the spirit of the girl lurking on that property. It was something else, too. Something tall. Something angry. A tormentor from the past that wasn't ready to let go. Caleb thought he was living in the present, but the past had other plans. And this wasn't just a ghost in the wall situation. This was personal. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's just a house. What's the worst that could happen? But I'll tell you this, when the doors start slamming shut on their own, when your dog is so terrified it wets itself, and when you see a towering man in a dusty suit walk through a door that's been bolted shut, well, let's just say things have escalated beyond raccoons in the attic. Then the question is, what would you do? Do you pack up and leave, let the spirits duke it out on their own? Or do you stand your ground and face down something ancient, angry, and very interested in you? Caleb chose the latter, and from what you're about to hear, it's a decision he'll never forget. So grab your flashlight, leave a light on if you have to, and get ready to step into the dark. Because sometimes when you inherit an old property, it comes with tenants you didn't ask for. Dear Tony, I never thought I'd be writing you, but here I am. And believe me, this isn't the kind of story I ever wanted to tell. Moving to Red Hill Farm was supposed to be a fresh start, a chance to get away from the city, build a business, and raise my family somewhere quiet. Turns out quiet doesn't always mean peaceful. From the first day we arrived, it felt like the house was waiting, like it knew we were coming. The first few months were strange but manageable. Small things, tools going missing, lights flickering when there wasn't a storm in sight, and the occasional door slamming shut on its own. I brushed it off as the quirks of an old house. That's what you do, right? You tell yourself it's nothing, except it wasn't nothing. It was a slow build, like the tension in the air before a storm. Then we met the clairvoyant. I wouldn't have believed a word she said if it hadn't been for what happened later. She told us there was a young Native American girl buried in the woods behind our home. Said she was trapped, held in death the same way she was in life, and that we had been chosen to protect her. But there was more. The girl wasn't alone. Something was still following her, something angry. The clairvoyant warned us that we needed to be ready, because the tormentor would come for her and for us. At first, it sounded like nonsense. I mean, It's 2024. Who believes in ghosts, right? But the weirdness around the house ramped up after that conversation. The windows would burst open on calm nights, and we'd hear footsteps crossing the floorboards when no one was there. The worst part? It wasn't just the house. Whatever this thing was, it followed us to the office in the farmhouse we'd converted for our business. It was like the whole property was alive and not in a good way. One night I was working late at the farmhouse finishing up some plumbing repairs. The place was dead quiet, just the way I like it when I need to concentrate. After I packed up most of my tools, I decided to leave some upstairs, figuring I'd grab them in the morning. I climbed the stairs, set the tools down in what used to be a bedroom, and turned to head back down. That's when I heard it, the metallic clink of tools shifting on their own. Now, I was the only person in the building. The front door was locked when I arrived, and I hadn't heard anyone else come in, so I just stood there at the top of the stairs waiting for something to happen. And then I saw him, a man, tall. So tall I couldn't see the top of his head from where I was standing. He crossed the landing at the bottom of the stairs like he owned the place, wearing a dusty, old-fashioned suit with a collapsed top hat under his arm. He didn't make a sound on the hardwood floor, which should have been impossible given his size. But that wasn't the worst part, Tony. The worst part was his expression. He wasn't just angry. He was furious, and he was looking for something or someone. I froze. For what felt like forever, I couldn't move a muscle. I kept telling myself, this isn't real. This can't be real. But he looked as solid as you or me. He moved with purpose, passing through a closed half door without even touching it. That's when I knew. This wasn't a man. It was the tormentor the clairvoyant had warned us about. And he was in my building. I stood at the top of those stairs for what felt like hours, trying to decide what to do. I considered jumping out the second-story window just to avoid walking past that half-door. My heart was pounding so hard I thought I might pass out. But eventually, I had to move. I had to know if he was still there. I crept down the stairs, each step creaking under my weight. When I reached the bottom, I stared at that half-door, knowing full well what I'd seen. The hinges on that door only allow it to open inward. There's no way someone could have walked through it without stopping to open it first. But that's exactly what he did. He passed right through as if the door wasn't even there. Tony, I don't scare easily, but that man, whatever he was, scared the hell out of me. And it wasn't just fear, it was something deeper, like I was being warned, like he wanted me to know that this wasn't over. That night I couldn't sleep. Every time I closed my eyes, I saw his face. The way he moved, the anger radiating off him. It was like he was daring me to challenge him. And I knew, without a doubt, that he'd be back. The next morning, I found a mark carved into the wooden frame of the farmhouse's front door. It was a circle identical to the one the clairvoyant had drawn when she warned us about the tormentor. I don't know how it got there, and frankly, I don't want to know. But I do know this. Whatever game he's playing, I'm a part of it now. And there's no getting out. After that night, the activity only got worse. The house and farmhouse felt different, like they were holding their breath, waiting for something to happen. The doors would slam at odd hours, the windows rattled even when the air was still, and our dog, normally a stubborn little guy, refused to leave my side. He whimpered constantly, staring at corners where nothing should be. If there's one thing I've learned, it's that animals know, and he knew. I tried ignoring it. I figured if I acted like it didn't bother me, maybe it would stop, but that wasn't how this thing worked. It was getting bolder, testing my limits. One night, I was alone in the house. Everyone else had gone to bed. I was lying in the dark, flipping through channels with the sound off when the air changed. You know that feeling when the temperature drops right before a storm? It was like that, but it was coming from inside the room. And then I heard it. At first, it was distant, a crunching sound, like something heavy was walking through the gravel outside. I turned off the TV and listened, thinking maybe it was a deer. But it wasn't. The crunching moved closer, right up to the side of the house, and then it stopped. moment later, the front door blew open with a crash so loud it shook the walls. I leapt out of bed, my heart hammering in my chest. I rushed to the window, thinking I'd see someone standing there, but there was nothing, just the quiet night. No wind, no animals, nothing. I grabbed a flashlight and headed downstairs, figuring one of the kids must have left the door unlocked. But when I reached the bottom of the stairs, the lock was engaged. The door had blown open on its own. I was halfway across the living room when I heard it. Furniture scraping against the floor in the next room like someone was dragging a table. I froze, listening. Whatever it was, it didn't care that I was there. It was making its presence known. When I finally got to the dining room, I found our dog wedged between two chairs, trembling and soaked in his own urine. He's not a skittish dog, Tony. He's never been afraid of anything. But whatever had just blown through our house had scared him to his core. I pulled him free, cleaned him up, and tried to convince myself it was just the wind. But deep down, I knew better. A few days later, I went back to the farmhouse to finish the work I'd started. I was determined not to let whatever this thing was get the better of me. I climbed the stairs to grab the rest of my tools, and just as I reached the top, I heard it again. That sound. The metallic clink of tools shifting on their own. I stood there for a long moment, every muscle in my body screaming at me to turn around and leave. But I had to know. I leaned over the railing, peering down at the landing below. And that's when I saw him again. He came out of the same room as before, moving with that same eerie silence. He didn't look at me. He didn't need to. I could feel his anger radiating off him like heat from a furnace. He crossed the landing, heading straight for the half door. And just like before, he walked through it without opening it. This time, though, I wasn't just scared. I was furious. I could feel the anger building inside me, matching his. I knew I had a choice. Either I stand my ground or I let this thing take control of my life. So I did something stupid. I followed him. I yanked open the half door and stepped inside the room. It was empty. No sign of him. No sign of anything. Just silence. But as I turned to leave, I saw it. Another circle carved into the door frame. Identical to the one on the front door. And that's when it hit me. The tormentor wasn't just passing through. He was marking his territory piece by piece. And with every mark, he was getting closer to us. Closer to the girl. I don't know how this ends, Tony. All I know is that it's not over. Not yet. The clairvoyant said we were chosen to protect the girl, but I don't think that's all there is to it. I think we're part of something bigger, something older than this house, older than the land itself. And the worst part, I don't think we can stop it. The marks are everywhere now. On doors, windows, even on the trees around the property. It's like a web closing in on us. And every time I see one, I hear that voice in the back of my mind, step aside. And I'm not stepping aside, Tony. Not now, not ever. But I can feel it. Something's coming. And when it gets here, I don't know if we'll be ready. Pray for us, Tony. Because if we lose, I don't think we'll be the only ones. Sincerely, Caleb Foster. Well, that's one hell of a story, isn't it? Caleb Foster found himself knee-deep in a nightmare, and not the kind you can just wake up from. You know, there's a funny thing about places like Red Hill Farm. You think you're buying a piece of history, but sometimes history isn't finished with you yet. Caleb thought he was getting away from it all, but instead, he got pulled into something older and darker than anything he could have imagined. So let's ask the obvious question. Was this all in Caleb's head? I mean, stress can do strange things to people. You move to an isolated property, start hearing creaks and bangs, and suddenly your brain connects the dots in ways that don't always make sense. Toss in a clairvoyant telling you about trapped spirits and angry ghosts, and it's easy to see how someone might start seeing things. Our minds are funny like that. Sometimes what we believe is enough to make it real. But here's the thing. What if it's not just in his head? What if the tormentor Caleb saw wasn't just a figment of his imagination, but something real? Something bound to that land, following an ancient script no one alive remembers? And what if the marks Caleb found, the circles carved into the wood, aren't just warnings? What if they're invitations? Or worse, a countdown? There's a pattern to these kinds of stories, and the deeper you dig, the more tangled things get. Maybe the spirit of that girl is real, and maybe Caleb was right. He's now part of something bigger, something that's been brewing for generations. But here's what keeps me awake at night, folks. What happens if the tormentor wins? You know, I can't help but wonder, is there a way out of this for Caleb? Or is he destined to keep fighting, trapped in a game where the rules were written long before he ever set foot on that farm? And here's the kicker. If this tormentor really is marking his territory, slowly circling in, what's he waiting for? I'm Tony Bruschi, and I've seen enough to know that not every story has a clean ending. Maybe Caleb will find a way to break the curse, or maybe the next time we hear from him, it'll be too late. Either way, one thing's for sure. If you ever hear a quiet knock at the door on a still night, or notice a circle carved where it shouldn't be, don't ignore it. Stay curious, stay safe, and remember, not every shadow is empty. Until next time.
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.